Hello, everyone. My name is Tracy Dominic, and welcome to another interesting episode of Smart Growth, where we interview entrepreneurs and brilliant business young people who are open to learning new things and exploring new strategies to take their businesses to the next level and generally just discuss their entrepreneurial journey. Today, I'm here with Omolara, a business woman. I call her a businesswoman because she is a businesswoman. She is what now?
A baker,
right? You sell glasses.
Fashion items.
Name it all. Let's meet you.
Hello everyone. I'm Omolara Ipele, a creative director of Dainty Imperial. So if Dainty Imperial is a fashion brand redefining everyday style with elegance, confidence, and everything, name it.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? It's good to have you on
Smart
Growth.
I'm doing very well. So nice that I'm here. Like, I feel so glad. In fact, I came with a notepad and a pen.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I'm glad that you're here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's begin this conversation. You know, I was telling you behind the scenes, we have a lot to talk about. And you being a multi-talented creative and business guru, I would call you, because not everyone has that energy to do everything at the same time, right? And so tell us about how Dainty Imperial started.
Okay, so Dainty Imperial started while I was in school. So it was just genuine love for fashion and self-expression. I'm this person that I just like to look good. So wherever I'm going to, I like to look good. I have to feel good. Like, I just want to be confident about myself, because for a very long time, I just feel like, oh, am I enough? Am I sufficient enough and all of that? So coming out of that, I just want everybody to feel confident in themselves. So thereby, I started the business while I was in school, started with fabric. So later I moved into jewelry and then started importation 2022. That was during my service year. So and since then it's been great.
Well, so importation in 2022, what were you importing at that time?
At that time I started with importation of bags, female bags, male bags. That was what I started with.
Okay, so what made you stop? Because right now, what you sell,
they are
glasses.
Coming.
Okay, they are coming.
Yes.
Oh, they're not here yet.
They are not here yet. They are coming. So I will receive them by November. This mid-November, I should start receiving my bags, the ordered ones that I got.
Okay, so let's do one thing at a time right now, because I can see that you have like an ecosystem of departments. Business department.
Okay.
So let's start with the glasses, the one I'm seeing on the table right now.
Okay.
What made you choose, okay, I want to start glasses? Is it because, or you see others doing it, or there was a particular reason or inspiration that made you think, oh, this is a good business for me, or the right business for me?
Okay, so at the time in 2022/2023, I started with bags, the importation. So, and I was working in Lafarge, I was serving in Lafarge then, and I work with my system. So I just noticed that we all complain that, oh, we're having headache, like we are feeling this like headache, like we're tired and all of that, the migraines and all. So I just went online one day and I saw that, it was the lady that actually taught me importation. I just saw that she posted something anti-blue light glasses. I'm like, what is anti-blue light glasses? So I had to go online. I researched about it and I saw that it's a glasses that actually block blue rays from your screens, whether your projector, your computer, your television. So like it blocks the blue light, and then the healthy ones are the ones that actually come in contact with your eyes. The unhealthy ones are actually blocked from getting into your eyes. So from there you are protected, and then it is stylish. So I'm like, oh, why not do this? Style and protection all in one. So I actually didn't ask her, but then I just went on, okay, how can I get mine and all of that. So I started researching, and that was how I started.
You started. That's quite good. I mean, having an idea and then birthing the idea. And I can tell you're wearing one of your products too, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so So what are the strategies you've implemented into this business? Because I know you said behind the scenes that at some point your business crashed and now you're trying to get back on track. So what are those things you think you did before that made your business crash, and what are you doing differently right now?
Okay, so one, not separating myself from my business. At the time, once I maybe go to market dropship or import sell, from that money, I'm taking for myself. I'm not taking a percentage. I'm spending as it comes. So I'm spending it as if it's my personal money. But now, before I even started the business, I already opened a business account.
Okay.
Because I want to be separate from my business. Even though, like, I know sometimes I might have to, but I will just take like a percentage at the end of the month, and it will be strictly that. So I think that is one of those things that actually made the business crashed at the time. And then at the time, there was knowledge gap. This marketing and everything coming online, showing up. I was shy, and I'm like, I have to be showing myself online. I don't want to be showing my lifestyle. I don't want to show everything about me. Like, I just want to be this person. So, but later, I just got to know that you don't have to put the whole of your life outside there before you market your goods. You can actually be strategic about it. So, and from there, I started checking online what people are doing and all of that. So, and I'll be like, okay, I feel I can do this in another way too. So let me just try it out. And then the shyness, everything started going off.
Well, that's quite interesting. It's really good that you're mentioning your social media savvy, especially considering the fact that you don't have a physical shop yet.
Yes.
So being online actually helps you, makes more people see you. So it's good that all those shyness have watered down, because you don't need it as a businesswoman. You do not need it. So yeah, well done, I would say. So right now, do you think your business is at a place where it should be in terms of what it used to be before? What are the progress that is making you happy? Do you experience more customers? Do you have more positive feedback?
Okay, so I launched last 2 weeks, Saturday. That was 25th of October. And I would say that it's actually different from how it used to be. Fine, I'm still planning to actually build my customer base, because, you know, I started when I was in school. So it was a challenge when I left school that my customers were my classmates, my coursemates, my schoolmates, and all of that. So when I changed location, it was a bit difficult for them. They will be like, oh, the delivery fee is much.
Where did you go from?
Ibadan to Lagos, okay, to Ogun State, Songoda, to be precise. So, and I was serving in Ewekoro at the time. So they'll be like, oh, the delivery fee and all of that. So later, I'm just like, okay, what can I do? What can I do better? And also, but this time around, like, I've been, my returning clients actually shopped from me during the relaunch sales. I didn't have a lot of orders. I had 11 orders, and the 11 orders was about 190,000 naira. And before, so I don't used to take bookkeeping, so I don't take record of my sales. Okay, this is the amount I have sold. I cannot even track the amount I have spent. I can't even track the amount I have made. So, but right now, I have put a lot of structures in place. Right now, I have an Excel sheet, the order, the catalog, the shipping, I have everything that I'm running on Excel now. So I just need to put in my values and everything, and then I am done. So that one by the side. So right now, and I've put some things in place, like the delivery fee now, I have actually found a way to factor it in the cost of everything and all of that. And I'm doing, right now, Dainty Imperial is running on 50% off delivery fee. And I don't think that is stopping anytime soon. As long as it is all these goods that I have in stock, glasses, wristwatches. So to help everybody to, like, it is affordable. You know that, delivery fee in Lagos is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You just tell your clients, they want to get something of 15,000. Now you're telling them to come and pay delivery fee of 5K. They'll be like, oh, I'd rather go to somewhere close and get it. But then when I tell them, oh, maybe the person is maybe Ikeja or something, when I tell them, oh, your delivery fee is 3K, but you're paying 1.5.
But somehow you've already added it in the...
Like, somehow I've already added it. Like, I found a way.
Yes.
Maybe take off, like, 5% of my own profit and then substitute it with that. Yeah,
that makes them feel better.
Yeah, so it makes them feel better. It makes them feel good. So, and everybody have to be treated like royal.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes them.
That's what I call them. That's what I call them.
Oh, that's the name of your tribe, royals.
So I call them my royal. So I make them feel comfortable and everything. So I feel that's really it for me.
Yeah, I think you've really put in the work so far. You've named your tribe royals. I mean, that gives them a sense of identity. And because when people feel a sense of identity, they want to connect more with you. They want to like be part of what you're doing and be there for you when you're doing something, or even support you or buy from you, or when they feel like, oh, they are being seen, they are being liked by you, or they are getting real value. So you've created that, and that is very nice, because this thing you are doing is what most some entrepreneurs rather miss out on. They don't care about their tribe. They don't want to create a community. Because the truth is, community actually builds brand. Yes, communities build brand. And that is what you've started. And I think you should be very consistent. Consistency is very important. The hardest work is not even to start, honestly.
Exactly.
You've started. That is good. That is basic. Everybody can start. Trust me.
Sure.
But you see, consistency. That's where most people fall off. That's where most entrepreneurs, most creatives, they burn out. They just say, I'm not doing this again. They just, you won't even see them online again. You'll be like, what's happening with this person? I've not been seeing you putting up content. Consistency. And trust me, when you ask, they will tell you, I had something else I'm doing, or I don't have time for it. People create time for what they want, because there's no way you want something and you give excuses for it.
Yeah, for sure.
There's absolutely no way. Like, if you want it to work, you have to put in the work. You have to be consistent. Just like you've done the work now. I'm sure you're not stopping anytime soon.
I am not.
With the energy that I've seen online, you're really up. And very soon, you would have a community of clientele, people who... Before you even say, I'm launching this new product, or I'm releasing this today, they are already ordering. That's the importance of having a community. And it's good that you've started that already. So, Denti Imperial.
Yes.
The Royals.
Yeah, for the boldly redefined.
For the boldly redefined. That's interesting. I like it. Is that why you have purple color? Also,
yes, royal purple. Royalty.
That's good. I like that you're intentional about it. So now, let's talk about your... I think you have branding a little covered. I think you're doing really good. Yeah, with branding. You have the name. You have the style of the glass and the quality. The quality is really nice. So let's talk about your other department of your ecosystem, the wristwatches now and the dresses. So do you make these dresses?
No, I don't make these dresses. I drop ship them for now.
Okay.
I don't have them in stock for now.
Okay.
So I drop ship them, both sneakers, shoes, wears, I drop ship them.
Okay, that's fine. So now, have you thought of, I know that funds are really kind of limited right now, but have you thought of adding an incentive for some of your clients? Like, let's say you're buying a glass, you're like, I'll add this to it, or maybe I'll add a little item that will make them like, it's worth buying.
Okay.
Just so you can differentiate yourself from other sellers, because other people will be selling just glasses.
Yeah.
So maybe like add an item that will be like, your client or customer would say, buy one, get one free. Not that one. No. I'm talking about have the glasses, then maybe attach an item, like a smaller item that's more like an incentive that will draw them in. You get. So have you thought about that?
Actually, when I do that is maybe when I want to run my end of the year sales, like the one that is coming up this December. So I already have my goods coming in, and I have the free gifts coming in as well, because I'm importing them also. So I've not thought of adding it to every other, but it's something I can actually look into, and it's something that is achievable, actually.
Yeah, it mustn't be anything elaborate, just something that stands you out, something that makes them feel, why can't they buy from this other person? Oh, she has this. You could just consider that it mustn't be anything elaborate, so you don't stretch yourself too thin. It can be like a small item. I wouldn't say add resource. Resource is a totally different item on its own. But we could look at when people wear glasses, what else do they need?
When they wear glasses, that's
the clothes.
Yeah, it doesn't come with it. I'm adding that to it for free. So actually, if you're not getting a box, it will come with a free drag bag. There's a drag bag.
Okay. Yes.
The microfiber clothes. Mm. So those ones are actually free because it didn't come with the glasses.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. Right. Sometimes people don't know that things are free. They don't know that there is value in free things. They think, oh, geez, just doing it out of the kindness of our heart, which is not. It's their business. So while you are uploading your content, you should identify, oh,
yeah, I do
that. Exactly, this is free.
It comes with free microfiber and a drag bag. So add case costs 2,000 naira only. So
and does it draw them in? Does it make any difference when you look at the feedback?
You know, a lot of people don't really pay attention
these days. They don't pay attention. No, it's just that you have to get their attention, so you need a strategy to get their attention.
Actually, get it.
A lot of things, there are so many content bombarding everyone's phone, so you need to be very intentional and strategic, and don't give up if no one is liking or commenting. I know that can be that.
Thanks for, like, that is what I need right now.
Yes. Even if you have zero likes, zero comments, when you look at the views, you see people have views.
Yes.
Those people are human beings. They are not aliens. So, yeah, people are seeing it. And then, of course, aside from people seeing it, you are building a track record. You're building a track record for yourself and for your brand. So it's not going to waste. All the content, all the effort that you're making and having zero likes or zero sales, it's not a waste. Trust me. It's a track record you're building. So don't be discouraged when you post something. I'm saying that because I'm also an online person. So we know what we face, right?
Exactly.
When you post something and then the expectations that you're... So the things that you're, the kind of feedback and comment you're expecting is not what you're getting. You'll be like, maybe I should even delete this thing. No, don't do that. It's a track record. It's a track record for in the next 5 months, 6 months. Trust me, the people who will come to your page, they will just scroll and be like, oh, she has been around for quite some time. So it will make them trust you more. When there's a track record, it makes clients and customers trust you more. So that's why you have to keep building, keep being consistent.
Thank you for that.
Please. It's very important. It's very important. So yeah, you're doing a great job with the gift that you're attaching. So what strategies have you planned out for your new arrivals?
For the new arrivals, so the thing is, I'm planning to take a class on running sponsored ads. Because the relaunch sales I did, I didn't run ads. It was just basically me marketing my goods, like, normally. So the relaunch, the end of the year sales that I'm going to run sponsored ads, so that will be like in place, that will be part of it. And also there will still be the 50% of delivery fee, so that it attracts people and it helps them to know that, okay, I'm definitely, though there are terms and conditions apply, like I only deliver on Saturdays. So it helps me to send the goods out in bulk. So once I'm sending it out in bulk, it also pays me from that end too. So, if you want it to be delivered before that time, then you have to pay your full cost of delivery. So that also, then the free gifts. I think that's all for now. And then showing up online. Before then, start creating awareness and all of that.
So the free gift, when you put it up on your socials, it reads free gifts boldly, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to establish that. So before it arrives, November, you said?
Yes.
December.
So they will start arriving by mid-November.
Mid-November.
Because it takes 2 months
okay.
before it arrives. So and I've ordered since September.
Okay, so have you had any pre-orders so far?
For that, not yet. Because I was basically focusing on the relaunch sales. But now, since I'm done with the relaunch sales, though, because I'm a student of school.
Oh, yes, there was school.
Yes, I'm digging a top-up for my degree. So, University of Oyekiti. But they have a center in Yaba. So that's where I'm taking my top-up. So I had a couple of tests. Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
So, and my exam is also coming up December. So, I have to squeeze my time for all of those things. So, but I have to actually, all the content, the marketing, the awareness, I have to start doing them. But I should start by this week, most likely Wednesday. So, I should start because I still have another test on Saturday.
Yeah. So, I see you have a lot on your table. So, you just have to like manage your time and lock in. So when you are focusing on one thing, you are locking it in. You are focusing on that thing and no distractions. So for example, if I'm doing something and I say no distractions, I don't read anything I see on social media. Nothing exists to me. Because guess what? The time you take reading through, time will just be going. Like I literally, the world does not exist to me. Like when I want to lock in, because time runs really fast and before you know it, if you keep scrolling or doing some other things, you just look at the time and like, where did the time go? You've not done anything. So you just have to like practice locking in. Locking in, no distractions whatsoever until you are done with that thing. And then go to the next. I'm saying this because of the situation you just mentioned, exam, school, and having to manage all these multiple businesses. It takes a great level of discipline and focus. So so you just have to be very intentional when it comes to that. And so for the pre-orders, people should start pre-ordering. Like, because it's coming up this mid-November and they should expect, like you should make them want to buy. So it's very important that at this time, before it comes in, you are putting up content. It might not even be new. You can repost the content if you already posted maybe 1 week ago or 2 weeks ago. Because people, when you post something one time, they forget about it. Yeah, they don't. You're not in their head. You're not in their mind. But there's nothing wrong with reposting old content. It just reinforces it. It's not like it's old and it's no longer useful. No, you're still saying the same thing. You're saying, this is what I'm selling. This is what you should. People would see value in it. In fact, who knows? When you posted the previous one, some persons must have not even seen it.
Exactly.
A lot of them must have missed it, even on your WhatsApp status. Most of them must have not viewed it. So posting it again, there's no harm in that. If you don't have time to create new content while you're waiting for your...
the goods.
The goods to come. You can repost valuable ones that you've posted before. You can do that, or you can use text on screen to do that. Or you know the lifestyle videos they do now, you can just sit reading something or doing something or even walking 10 seconds and then you put the text, take that video and put the text on it, new arrivals in November, da 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 da. Are you ready? Just something that makes them know that, okay,
something is coming.
Exactly. You get it. So it doesn't really have to be a serious content that you put your face on it and all of that. You can just sit and watch it at the screen. You know the kind of content I'm talking about. And you just put it on screen. You can even say, I sell glasses. Oh, my glasses are arriving soon. Blah, blah, blah. Pre-order here. So how do you do your pre-orders?
So for the pre-order, you would send your orders. So the thing is, as long as I start posting on my status or on my platform, so you just go there, you select what you want, then you send me the order. So you will have to pay maybe like 60% or 70%. So when the goods arrive, then you pay the remaining, the balance, and you receive your items. So that's how that is being run.
Okay, that is fair. So has anyone pre-ordered for these phones that are coming in?
Not yet.
You know, we need to get to work. You know why? Because it helps so that when they come in, you already have sales.
Yeah.
And then you already have maybe feedback or testimonials to share. So it will excite other people, incite them to buy. People love when they see other people doing things. You get. So you need, like, let's say about 10 persons at least that will pre-order now. And then when they get their own widget, you'll be like, oh, please, could you please do a video or a picture
for me?
For me. So that once that is done and your goods come in, you can take their videos. Oh, this person just bought this person. Once they see testimonials, other people will be motivated excited and motivated to buy. So just try harder and try to get pre-orders before that time. I know it's a lot of work, but
It's achievable.
Yes, it's achievable. And I know that you're a very determined person, so.
Definitely.
Yeah, and you're hardworking. I can see that.
Thank you.
So, we've not talked about time is fast spent. We've not talked about the dresses. So, what plans do you have for your fashion designs?
Okay, so that is actually ready-made wears.
Okay.
So, ready-made wears, top, t-shirts, vintage shirts, sneakers, and all of those. So the thing is, for now, I'm still drop shipping. So I post. So you select what you want. I get them for you. I go to the market to actually get those ones. But once I receive funds, I can start stocking up and say, okay, I have these available. Then start marketing. Like, it is ready for pickup. So available for pickup. But for now, I still go to the market. Like, Thursday, I still went to pick up like 4 sneakers for a client.
Okay.
So I still sell them too, but I do that basically on my WhatsApp, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to remain on WhatsApp for the fashion design?
No. I'm still going to like take it online. So I just want to take it one step at a time. So
okay. That's fair. One step at a time is fair. And one step at a time, let one be grounded. Maybe the glasses, it seems that that's the one you love so much. Let it be grounded. Let it be your main, where your mainstream of income is coming in. And then others can grow with time.
Okay.
Yes. So do you have any challenges or anything you're struggling with in your business?
Oh, okay. So like the very first one that I mentioned, I said funds. Aside the funds, then you know, I mentioned the other time that I burn out easily. Sometimes I just feel like, oh, this is what is not working. Let me just stop. So I feel that too. Then the logistics aspect. But then I'm looking into working on it. So
okay,
I will definitely.
You mean the logistics to send to this client?
Yes, like how to like get goods across, riders. Ugh, it's crazy. And sending even like places that are not Lagos, outside of Lagos. So I have to start dealing with bus drivers that they can say, oh, we've taken the goods to this place. It's just really a lot. It's a whole lot of drama for entrepreneurs, but then we'll be fine.
Yeah. Honestly, don't stop. You're going to do really great. You just need time. Honestly, I'm telling you. Don't stop. You're going to do really great. So when that time comes and you start getting funds, you can get a rider. I know it's a lot of money, but you can get a rider. Your personal rider.
Yes.
Yes, you can do that. And burning out, what I would advise in that case is find something that calms you down. Like when you feel overwhelmed, what do you do to calm yourself down? You don't keep working. As much as myself, it's not like I like to work, but I can work. I can stay 2 a.m. working. So sometimes I just say, Tracy, oh yeah, it's time to go to bed. No, I'm literally, like literally. I stay up, I work. I'm on my system, on my phone, I'm working. You think I'm pressing phone? I'm not pressing phone. No. You think maybe I'm scrolling? I'm not the same with you. People, like, okay. The truth is, I work a lot with my phone, so... So I would say what I do when I get burnt out, when I'm overwhelmed, I go to the beach. Yes. Maybe stay there for a whole day or half day. So I'm just saying, find something that calms you down. It can be anything. It mustn't be going out. It can be reading a book, like maybe an inspirational book. You can be taking coffee, maybe chatting with a friend, just something that doesn't have to task you mentally. So it just helps to bring you back.
Okay.
Yes, it kind of rejuvenates you. So it helps with burnouts. Yeah, so I'm giving you my therapeutic strategy.
Thank you. So I please. Love that.
So thank you so much for coming on Smart Growth. It was really lovely to have you here.
I'm so glad I did this.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.